We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We thought we'd talk a little bit about the Last Dance and what it was like to be part of that team, and we invited Josh Buechler to join us now, an assistant with the New York Knicks, who is joining us this morning on the waitford.com hotline. Hey, Judd.
Judd, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. Doing great.
That's good. That's good. So, anything from the Last Dance right now that you want to like dispute, or is it pretty accurate as far as the way you remember it?
I think it's really accurate. Yeah, no, it's been pure joy for me tuning in every Sunday night. You know, the thing about that season and that run is that when after that last championship in '98. We ended up, you know, doing the whole kind of parade thing there in Chicago, the celebration with the city of Chicago, and then we had a dinner that Phil set up downtown a couple days later, and then none of us have ever been together since. So it's kind of a strange deal. There hasn't been any type of get-together in Chicago, you know, tribute night or anything. So it was a long time ago. It was 22 years ago, so it's fun taking that walk down memory lane.
Well, I imagine you run across him when you play Charlotte, right? I mean, he's hanging around, correct?
Yeah, no. I've seen MJ. You know, obviously at the Charlotte games, I ran into him this summer in Las Vegas. This past summer in Las Vegas at the Summer League. You know, randomly running into guys. You know, when I go to Chicago, Bill Weddington's there. I used to see Randy Brown a lot. Steve Kerr and I are still very, very close, so I see him quite a bit. Luke Longley's over in, you know, Australia. I haven't seen Tony. But, yeah, there's, you know, randomly we'll run into each other, but in terms of us all being together, it hasn't happened in a long time.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Judd Buechler, former Chicago Bulls small forward on wayforward.com hotline on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, Judd, I know with age comes wisdom, but yeah. It seemed to me like in that documentary, just hearing some of the things that Michael Jordan did and being a former professional athlete myself, you guys had to kind of hate him in that moment for some of the stuff that he did at practice. Is that a fair assessment?
You know, I don't think we ever hated him. No. You know, he was on a mission, and he was an incredible leader. And his leadership style was aggressive, for sure. I mean, he challenged guys every single day in practice, both mentally and physically. There was never a practice that you could just roll into and go, oh, I'm just going to kind of go through the motions today. That never happened. So he really wanted to test everybody to make sure that he could count on them, you know, when it mattered. So he was the tough love leader. You know, he was really hard on certain guys and pushed guys extremely hard. Where on the flip side, you know, Scotty was his leadership style was a little bit different. He was more on the positive, put his arm around you, build you up. Michael kind of broke you down. Scotty kind of builds you up. And that, you know, that those both, I think you need on a great team, you know, both those types of different leadership styles really, really helped us.
And talking with Judd Buechler with John and Hugh here, he was, of course, a member of the Bulls team when they won the second part of the threesome, the the back-to-back-to-backs in the late 90s leading up to the Last Dance here. Judd, really was it a case, though, of Michael Jordan, you know, being this kind of, as they portray him in the TV show, you know, this taskmaster that you said, you know, held everybody to account, and it was really about, you know, how much he was lording over the team that got everybody's attention, or was it really the six titles because you happen to have, I don't know, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman, and they were just better than anybody else?
Well, if you think about it, you know, during, especially in the second three championships in the late 90s, you probably, in my opinion, you had the best coach in Phil Jackson. You had the best, you know, two players, you know, for sure the best player, Michael Jordan, obviously Scottie. One of the best defensive, you know, Hall of Fame. There's three Hall of Famers on that team. Probably should be four in Tony Kukoc. You know, Tony, you know, I feel like Tony's kind of gotten lost in this thing a little bit. In the Last Dance, I mean, Tony really deserves a ton of credit because he started for us a lot. He gave us so much versatility off the bench with his offense. I mean, his defense was good. It was never, like, you know, great, but Tony was a major threat on the offensive end because he could, you know, the matchup, if you put a smaller guy on you, he would post you up and have all the moves now low to score on you because he was 6'10". You know, 6'11"-ish Tony, and then if you put a bigger guy on, he could spread the floor and make threes. So, you know, we had a very good team. We had incredible role models. I mean, role players on that team that knew exactly what their specific role was. I mean, the roles were so defined. That's the one thing that I really remember is that there was no doubt what your role was, and as long as you fulfilled that role and did that every night. You know, Michael didn't have any problem with you. If you didn't do that, he was on you pretty hard.
Judd Bushel joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90 Time the Game. So give me a little bit of insight here. You had to go up against him at practice. Was there ever a time where he wasn't, you know, this persona that we're seeing in The Last Dance, that he was, you know, not the, you know, always at 110% and going full throttle?
I don't remember very many times. I mean, he was, his competitive nature, it was something that I had never been around. And I played in the league, you know, 4 years before I even got there and been on some really good, you know, played with some really good players. He said it in The Last Dance, you know, if he has an addiction, it's an addiction to competition. And every single time there was a chance to compete, I mean, nothing in practice was ever just, hey, you know, go shoot 25 free throws. Whoever was at his basket, there was a contest, and there was going to be a winner and a loser at every single thing. If Phil split us up to different baskets to go shoot, hey, you're going to shoot, you know, 53s or go around and make, you know, so many shots. If you were at his basket, which was usually Harp and Scotty, I mean, it was always a competition. There was usually money on the line. And he just brought that level of competition every single day.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to Judd Bushler, former Chicago Bulls small forward, on the WayForward.com hotline. Do you feel like any time in those practices, you know, and I know he was a fierce competitor, but do you feel like any time in practice that Jordan probably, you know, went across the line just a little bit?
Well, I mean, his line was pretty far out there. So, I mean, crossing the line, I don't know about that. I mean, as you saw, you know, he was hard on Scott Burrell. He was hard on Tony. He was hard on Luke, you know, Luke Longley. I don't think he ever crossed the line. I just think that he wanted to get the most out of each guy and just was, you know, would challenge them, not only physically, but also mentally in practice.
Well, to that end, I mean, the Steve Kerr punch that was much talked about, that fight that they had, I mean, how did that change dynamics?
Well, back then, in those type of training, their training camps are different today with the collective bargaining agreement. They're not as long. I mean, back in the, you know, 80s and 90s, you know, you had about a month of training camp, and a lot of coaches would go double days, like 4 days in a row, and then have, you know, a single. And so you played against each other a lot, you know, and it was different. I haven't seen, since I've come back to coaching in the last 4 years, it doesn't there aren't as many fights. I mean, back then you would have a fight every training camp, at least one, if not two. It was just a different era, I think, of the way it was set up. So it wasn't surprising. You know, there was competition was very fierce, and maybe in some strange way, that's, you know, how MJ was testing Steve, you know, to see, check on him and go, hey, you know, people are going to go at you. You're, you know, in the playoffs and challenge you. And as you, we all know how the story plays out. I mean, Michael ends up trusting Steve to hit the game winning shot to win us the championship.
Jeb Bushel joining us, a former Chicago Bulls player. All right, so let's talk a little bit, Judd. I got to ask you.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of fans are kind of surprised, younger fans, when they see scores like 77-74 and, you know, 82-81. I mean, it was tackle basketball back then. So a couple of questions about that. How much the game has changed, because you're still involved in the NBA now. How much the game has changed? And would Jordan have been, because we asked it earlier today, would Jordan have been the guy right now?
Well, the game has changed, obviously. It's evolved into this, you know, we didn't shoot as many three-point shots back then. I mean, it, you know, if you looked at all these highlights, which is so fun for me to see, I mean, Michael scored all these points, and a lot of it was like mid-range, you know, shots at the basket or mid-range shots. And now we have analytics that are, it's a big part of the NBA game where they're like, hey, you know, we want other teams shooting mid-range shots. You know, it's like, yeah, on offense, we want either threes or layups. It seems to be that's what everybody wants now, and that mid-range game is kind of gone away. So the game has changed, you know, quite a bit. You know, like I said, not as many three-point shots. The spacing is different. The rules are different. You can't put your hands on guys like you could do back in the day. But, you know, to answer your question about Michael, I mean, I think if you dropped him in today's game at his peak, he's still the best player because of how great he was, his competitive level. But the rules would really benefit him even more now in terms of the spacing rules. You know, when he would face up, you know, now in like his mid-post game was just exceptional. I mean, one of the best ever. Mm-hmm. And his footwork on that mid-post, and you can't put your hands on anybody anymore. You know, they've really taken that that physicality out of the game.
Well, Jeb, we appreciate your taking a few minutes. Best of luck to you as you move along here, and we see what happens in the final. Yeah, any insight as to are you going to win the championship? Is that going to happen again? No, I'm just kidding.
Really, John?
we're just hoping the season we could play sports here again. That'd be a good start.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll look forward to the Last Dance and your final title and your final ring in 1998 as a member of the Chicago Bulls. Thanks, Jud.
Yeah, and stay safe.
Thanks, we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.